All right, Jack. Well, so here's the dilemma. It was on the weekend, and I literally had, it was laying down, and these guys were doing body shots on me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then literally one chick literally just came over and started spraying her fucking drink all over me. And then those girls, they literally did not, they literally were in complete shock. And just before I could react, then literally four of them just grabbed that girl and pushed her inside and just started yelling at her.
Shit.
Welcome back to everyone on the last set. Yo.
Well, enough about your fucking stripping. Everything's gone, tits up with the DC fandom now.
Oh,
Well, in a good way, in a good way. I mean, there's been so much going on. There was Batman, there was Wonder Woman, there was a new Suicide Squad game. There's the Snyder Cut, which we talked about previously. Let's start with the Batman trailer. Now, we talked about Robert Pattinson, and we were saying, his trainer actually gave him like a Bosu ball and some weights, and he said, "Nah, during quarantine, I'm not working out." And that was a bit interesting for anyone that's playing Batman, to be fair. He looked okay in those. It was an impressive trailer. I
I
really
don't
enjoyed it.
know. Maybe it's just a little bit of that Hollywood magic. You know what I mean? Here's the thing about the trailer. Yeah. Here's the thing about the trailer. The movie's only a quarter of the way done.
It said that was the there's only got 25% of the footage done, and I was like, so you showed us everything in the trailer?
But for everything, that's a fucking good 25%. You know? I was really, really impressed by the tone and the
I
style
did,
of
I did.
camera.
I knew, well, DC's always been the darker tone, and that's why it was really weird. So post Endgame and all those kind of big Marvel movies that had a bit more lighthearted side, DC got a bit of flack from Batman and Superman because they were saying, well, it shouldn't be like this. It's not supposed to be this dark. So when we had Justice League, it was a very strange thing once Whedon came in instead of Zack Snyder to direct the film. We'll talk about the Snyder Cut after, but it's good to see that Batman is now getting the darker tone.
Yeah, the reason why we liked it is because let's just say, regardless of what you think about the Batmans, I'm pretty sure the consensus would be that the greatest Batman movie ever made is The Dark Knight.
Christian Bale.
You're good. What I saw was they were looking like they were trying to replicate
It was
that
a
tone.
similar kind of suit.
Yeah, there was a similar kind of vibe too,
Yeah.
because you have him working, because the movie is set in the second year of being Batman. So that's what I like a lot about the movie. It's not an origin story. It's Bruce Wayne. He's
He's
already
already
Batman.
showing that. I
Yeah.
like that. I
Yeah.
like that. And it's good that they kept it. This is him when he's the detective kind of side of Batman, where and the best person to portray something like a mystery that he needs to solve and actually
Yeah.
beat in order to protect Gotham is to face the Riddler, who's all about mysteries and questions. So
Yeah. Here's the issue that I have with it though. If the Riddler is supposed to be the villain in this movie,
yeah.
why does it look like Hush?
It does look like, I thought that as well. A lot of people were saying Hush, but the amount of like questions and things like that, I think it was pretty easy to notice that it was the Riddler.
Yeah. I think here's the trick. I think maybe it is both the Riddler and Hush involved, and there's also Penguin involved.
I know they showed a little bit of Penguin in the
Yeah.
trailer, actually. Yeah. Why do you what do you think that
Well, here's what I do
So you
like.
think it's a blend of Hush and
Yeah, I think. Well, I want it to be Hush because here's the deal. Hush is connected to Bruce Wayne's past,
Yeah.
basically. His father knew Thomas Wayne, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how I see the whole movie is they're trying to set up like that Hush storyline, because if you think about it, there's a lot of parts in the movie where Robert Pattinson is facing the villain, and there's letters that says to the Batman. So the storyline of Hush was he knew who Bruce Wayne's real identity was. And he was out to expose him. Or there was also the idea that he went after Bruce Wayne himself. So, in the Batman universe, there's only very, very few people that have actually known his real identity.
Yeah.
So he was all, so Hush was one of them. So how I see this movie, it's not more of just a Batman movie. It's more of a Batman slash Bruce Wayne story.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think so too. And I think there was a few like noticeable like quotes like, "You're part of the problem too." And then a lot of people say, you know, they took some pictures to the end where Bruce Wayne takes off the mask and he's got the face paint on. And it looked very similar to that kind of face paint that Joker was wearing. So a lot of people were saying, is he in the same universe as Joaquin Phoenix's Joker as well?
Yeah. Well, here's the... Well, the take is they're not 100% sure it is the Joker's in it. There was no mention. There was no mention of it. I think they want to tease it.
Yeah.
I think what they're trying to do is they want to establish that Joker exists within that universe, but they don't want to have. I don't think they have an actor for him because I think the Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker movie, was a standalone movie on its own.
So you say Joaquin?
I think it's Joaquin.
Yeah, no, I met a guy that had the same. Name the same spelling, but he pronounced it Joaquin. So everyone calls him Joaquin Phoenix. So
yeah,
I've gone Joaquin Phoenix from now on. I didn't mind that movie. That was okay. It was okay, but I think that movie itself was also overhyped.
I think it was a little bit overrated. Yeah. I liked it a lot. Look, if you haven't seen the movie, well, too bad, because I'm not going to issue a spoiler warning. mate, it came out over a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't really have a reason for not watching it. That's not really Joe's fault.
Yeah. So the movie, the twists that happen in the movie where he finds out that he, you know, the whole time he was pretty much, makes the question, mentally deranged, or the idea that, you know, his mother was insane, or that he believed the idea that Bruce Wayne was his dad, and they had all these different characters in it. And the whole time he thought that girl was
there. Thomas Wayne.
So I liked it, but the twist, it wasn't like anything I hadn't seen before, and it was dark, but it wasn't as dark as some of the shit that I've seen on TV. Like, it wasn't Black Mirror dark, or it wasn't like, Hannibal dark, you get what I'm trying to say? It kind of sits in between.
I hate Hannibal, I'll never watch any of those movies again.
Oh, no, the Hannibal TV series.
Never gonna watch those. It's just gross, him eating people's brains and things like that in the movies and stuff, it's weird.
Yeah.
I can't watch those Silence of the Lambs.
Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, I watched Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon when I was younger because I heard that they were good movies, and I wrote down like a lot of mix of like good movies, and you know, there was the more notable ones like Shawshank Redemption, some of the ones by Christopher Nolan and things like that. So I had a list, and Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon happened to be on it. I really like Anthony Hopkins. I thought he was brilliant as Odin, but I just found it gross.
Yeah.
I found it really gross.
Well, the first Silence of the Lambs is probably, arguably, one of the best in the series. But the thing is, Red Dragon, it's okay. It's not great.
Mm.
But it's not as good as Silence of the Lambs. And then the third one.
What was the third one?
It's called Hannibal.
Oh, I probably did see that one.
It's a bit shit. And then there's one after it. I think there was an origin story about Hannibal.
They did some TV series.
Yeah, they did some spin-offs. Yeah,
they did some spin-offs. It's just gross. So this is different. Coming back to Batman, it's a different title. You know, it's a year two Batman, and I think they're taking bits and pieces from different comic books through the line and that, and they may tease Joker, but they do in fact most likely have the Riddler. I wasn't sure if it was Hush. Because Hush typically, he has like bandages, doesn't it?
Yes, that's why when you saw the guy's face, it was all taped up.
And that could be a different kind of Hush, or the way that you're going to portray him, just like Bane in the Dark Knight was a different one. He didn't have any tubes coming off him.
That's great.
And anything, any kind of super serum or anything like that. But I think it's the Riddler, because at the bottom of that card, it had different symbols and things like that. I think he was trying to send him a message and have him have some things to work out. And I think that really plays into and ties into that whole thing of him being, you know, world's greatest detective.
You know? Yeah. One thing I also liked about the trailer is that it also teases Catwoman as well.
It does, like Selina Kyle, before, you know, she is the Catwoman.
Yeah, and, well, I liked it because it shows that she's not completely developed yet as a character, you know, because it shows her basically wearing,
She was just looking like a normal cat
burger. Yeah, right? She was wearing like a cat burger, and it sort of teases the cat ears on the hood. But it showed, I like it because it's showing that these characters are not yet completely developed. Now, looking at the cast, playing Catwoman is Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, yeah, I talked to my girlfriend about this. Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, who is she?
She's a bit, I'm blanking, because my girlfriend actually told me what she's been in. Apparently she's a very good actress, actually. Did you know that, you know when Robert Pattinson was saying, I'm not actually working out, Zoe Kravitz, who's playing Catwoman, was actually working out like 5 days a week.
Oh.
So it was weird to see how she was very committed to the role, whereas Robert Pattinson, he really wasn't, he couldn't care, even though he was the main character, he was the star.
Ah, well, so she was in the Divergent series. She was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. She was in Fantastic Beasts and The Crimes of Grindelwald. I see. So she's been in a whole bunch of movies. Just, I never really knew who she was specifically.
I don't know who she is either. I'm getting a blank on her.
Yeah. Well, one thing I like also about the movie is that the cast in it is so well done, because Andy Serkis is playing Alfred Pennyworth. Mm. So that's really good. That's another
thing. He's a brilliant actor, actually.
Oh, he's great. He's probably one of the most underrated actors ever.
He's been in a lot of Marvel movies as well.
Yeah.
He played that South African, like kind of warlord. You know, remember when Ultron had to.
Yes.
And he was also in Black Panther.
Oh God, what was his name?
It's not too important, but the point is, they've got a lot of really good people working.
Yeah, not even that, but Colin Farrell is playing the Penguin. That's another big one as well.
Yeah, they've actually confirmed Paul Dano. He plays as Edward Nashton / the Riddler.
Yeah. Now, he is a really, really good actor. He's been around for quite some time. He's actually been in a whole bunch of movies, including one of his movies called There Will Be Blood, which was starring alongside Anthony Day-Lewis, I believe his name was. Yeah. And he's also been in, like, really, really awarded movies, like Little Miss Sunshine, 12 Years a Slave. He was in a movie called Prisoners. That was a really good
movie. That's a good movie as well.
Good movie, yeah. So he's been around for quite some time, and
I noticed that James Gordon wasn't. So we've had a few different James Gordons in The Dark Knight. We had it's all separate in these different films. However, it's weird. Who plays? Is it Willem Dafoe that plays Alfred in the more current Justice League?
No,
that's not Willem Dafoe. I'm blanking on his name, but I noticed that even though this is like a prequel to the Batman that is in Justice League,
Alan Napier.
Yeah, I noticed that the one in the prequel is black and the one in the current is white. So usually when they don't look that much like, because let's be real, Robert Pattinson doesn't really look like Ben Affleck.
No, he doesn't.
They can kind of play with it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But if the one guy's black and one guy's white, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, because the thing is that the ideal image that everybody had for Batman was that he's a big, tall, dark black haired, brown eyed figure.
Yeah.
That, and he's a very, like, has a very masculine look and very, like, you know, like, it looks like a fucking, you know, what is it, all star athlete.
Well,
you know, and Robert Pattinson, he's different. He's a lot more, he's tall, but he's a little bit more.
He's got thin frame, yeah. He doesn't have wide shoulders, he doesn't have the same kind of look as the I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah, but he just doesn't fit that stereotype.
Well, do you know he was a terrible Batman was the one in Titans. I showed you, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like Game of Thrones.
What was his name?
Maybe have a look, but he looked nothing particularly like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, not even that, but he doesn't even actually chuck on the Batman outfit at all. It's just him being Bruce Wayne the whole time.
Yeah.
And
which is a shame, actually.
Well, you look at it and you go, really? Him? That's the best you can do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not that he's a bad actor or anything like that. He's a great actor. He just doesn't fit the role.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even have the look. You know, he was old. He's a pretty elderly gentleman as well.
Do you know who did play a good older Batman? The one that was in the crossover series with Flash and all that. And, you know the Batwoman show, right? The Batwoman, you know, it's being cancelled now. It's being revamped with a different actress. But they do a big crossover. I know you stopped watching The Flash. And I stopped as well. But I did notice some things when they did. They did a little multiverse kind of thing again where they brought in different. They brought in some people. They brought in Lucifer at one point.
Yeah.
And they also brought in people that... from Smallville.
They TV brought show. Back previous
But they TV shows. Showed the voice actor for Bruce Wayne in all the cartoons. He actually played an older Bruce Wayne. But in this one, he'd killed Joker, he'd killed all of them, and he'd been... And Bane had actually broken his body so bad that he had like an exoskeleton.
Really? Yeah.
But in this series... and they were in a different like multiverse, you know. Batwoman had died, so when the real Batwoman pops up on his door, you know, they have a strange conversation, and he outlines like, you know, he's clearly gone. He's gone across those limits that Batman has always put on himself.
Yeah.
The vowing not to kill and things like that, so that he was still segregated from being a criminal himself. It was his one rule from staying separate from the criminals he tried so hard to fight against. And it showed in that series he'd crossed that boundary.
Yeah.
You should have a listen to it, because we noticed that in when we watch the cartoons, right? When it's it's Bruce Wayne playing it and there's Batman. The voice works.
Yes.
That is the voice if you read a comic book, that is the voice you hear, right? Mm-hmm. I love the cartoon movies with, Mark Hamill?
Yes, yeah.
He's the best.
Joker voice.
Joker voice he did, ever.
He did the Joker's voice in the Arkham games as well.
That's what I'm saying. When you read a comic, that is the voice you typically hear, right? So it was really cool how he could play like an older beaten Bruce Wayne in a different multiverse. I just wish they could have maybe used that in a mainstream movie rather than a TV show. And then Mark Hamill, he played the trickster in The Flash, whereas I was begging for him or someone who's got a similar voice to him be used as the Joker. Even though Joaquin Phoenix was very good, I felt like you really could have used someone that already does voice acting for the Joker to be the Joker. You know what I mean? Because I think the voice and the laugh is everything for the character. It's everything. If you don't get that, you can't be the Joker.
Well, do you know who they're trying to push right now to be the Joker?
Who?
William Dafoe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you remember? Oh, shit.
Oh, that's going to hurt everyone's ears.
there you go.
Oh, that'd be very good, actually.
You can tell he's got that look. He's got that really big smile, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that would be good, actually.
Yeah, you can see it happening. I think there's a lot of photos online that you see on Instagram of someone who's literally just take one of his photos and put makeup over him, because he's got that really hot, big smile, those high cheekbones. He's got the hair for it as well, which is like the original hair.
And he's a very good actor.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think he would be opposed to you like going for a role like that.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard to be the Joker, man. It's not an easy risk. Like, we know that because...
I know Jared Leto was doing some weird stuff. Like,
yeah.
He was like sending people like rats.
Yeah, he would send people like rats and used condoms on the set. And then he would... yeah, I know, it was weird. And then what he used to do was he used to walk down the street and just laugh behind people and just pick which one freaked him out the most. And then one would be like... some people even called the cops on him, like, dude, there's...
Oh, really?
There was this, yeah, they'd be like, that officer, there's this dude with green hair, looks like Jared Leto, laughing behind me. I think I need to call him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
Wonder Woman trailer. What did you think? This is the 1984 one, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that Wonder Woman...
The first one was...
I don't think it was that bad.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was like maybe like a 6 or a 7 out of 10, right?
I'll give it at least a 7.5.
Does it need a sequel?
Well, that's a good question, because right now they're sort of rebooting the DC series again. I know, but it was, because I think Wonder Woman 1 was so good and it was so popular. I don't know, it's a different vibe to the first one, because the first one, like, it was about war and it was set in a good time period. It's set in World War One, and I like the way that she sort of just like sat in, and then you had Steve Trevor and all that, and it was like trench warfare, and there's that scene where she comes out of the trenches and she just basically, like, you know, shields herself and all that. It was good to watch, but the time period I'm not too sure about, and the villain is Cheetah again. I'm not 100% sure if I want to watch it, you know what I mean?
Sometimes when the villain isn't that big a threat, you don't really know if you want to tune in, but even though it's an interesting character, maybe an interesting plot. But when the villain doesn't have the same... I think because of some of these bigger movies where they've had, you know, they had Loki, then they were like, Loki's not good enough. We need to use some other threat off-world, which became Thanos. Now, it seems like Cheetah would have been pretty good 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But now it's like... I did like how Wonder Woman... I liked Wonder Woman 1 because it also used the old gods kind of storyline, where there was the god of war, and I really like him as an actor as well. I really like that shot when, you know, when she's confronted him, he's talking, she's like realized who he is. And there's that still shot that goes round, like circles, 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 and he's there. And as it crosses into the window, and she moves to the side with her sword, he's gone. It's such a nice timed shot that it looks, it's like, it's eerie. Mm. I think there's a lot of good things to Wonder Woman 1. Yeah. I just question if they needed season 2. Oh, it's not season 2.
A sequel.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 2.
Well, I think it's one of those things I don't really have much of an opinion on until the other. I'm not excited for that as I am excited for the new Suicide Squad, because I want it to win. I want it to do good.
So are you talking about the movie or the game?
The new one, the movie. The reason... So
there's no trailer for that yet.
They've released the behind-the-scenes sort of trailer. The reason why I think it's going to be really good is because it's directed by James Gunn. James Gunn did...
Oh, yeah, he's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, because what happened with that... Fucking hell. What happened with Disney? I mean, they fired James Gunn just because he made some tweets that were like 7 years ago.
I think they're not even 7 now. I think they're like 8 or 9, maybe 10 now. And it's weird that you hold people to the same standard when it was, you know, 7, 8, 9, especially when their views probably change.
Yeah.
And if it's not their view, they probably said a joke.
Yeah.
And it's weird to see comedians and actors being held to that kind of standard. But it's good that a lot of actors did rally behind him, and now he will be doing Guardians of the Galaxy 3 eventually.
Yeah, but what happened was when they fired James Gunn from the role of the director for that movie, basically some of the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy went, well, what? If he's gone, I'm gone then, basically. Yeah. And then DC's like, well, do you want to do a movie for us? And then I think that's kind of what happened. And then he saw, because he must have broke free from Marvel. went to DC, basically as a fuck you to Marvel. So that's why I think DC, the movie Suicide Squad is going to be good, because James Gunn's going to want to give a fuck you to Marvel.
I think he's going to want to prove himself, right?
Yeah.
That he, you know, you don't have to like him or anything like that, but you should respect his, like, talent as a director.
Because he's already, and the reason why I like him, because he's already done movies that involve multiple superheroes in the team.
Mm.
So there you go. It's sort of flipped its super villains in the team. It's even better. And not even that, but the cast for, what is it, Suicide Squad is insane. Like, I did not...
Can you tell me? Because I actually don't know.
John Cena's in it.
Oh, you started off the list of really good actors. John Cena. Oh, really? Can you see me?
Well, Joel Kinnaman's back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we like Joel Kinnaman because we were big fans of
Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon, yeah.
He was in Suicide Squad 1.
Rip Flag. And also, we got the return of Margot Robbie. You know, she suits that role of Harley Quinn very, very
well. That'll be her third role. Now, did you ever see Birds of Prey?
No, I didn't, but I know that it is good. It's a good movie.
It
is a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't see it, but I know that it's a good movie. I'm sure that it's a good movie. Because I had all my friends tell me, mate, it's really good. It just didn't get any, like, hype behind it. No one promoted it enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I still believe that Margot Robbie is a brilliant, was it Harley Quinn? And who else was in? And I know that they've got the return of Jaya Courtney Brooks.
As Captain Boomerang.
Yeah.
He's Australian too.
Yes, he is. And also, who else did that? They got some, like... new characters or new in there that I've never even seen before. See if I can just get the cast up. But I know that looking at the way that they produced it, they said it was insane. Hold on. It's not got the return of Will Smith.
As Deadshot?
No.
No, not likely.
Yeah, but it's called The Suicide Squad. I don't get it why they've done that. Why not just give it another name, you get what I mean? Because right now in the cast, we've got Joel Kinnaman, Idris Elba. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it. He's huge. You got Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah. What's Pete Davidson doing?
He's playing as a character called Blackguard. And who else do we have?
It seems like they're bringing in some not-so-known... mainstream characters from DC Comics.
And also we got... Do you remember the director of... What is it? Thor Ragnarok? Taiki Waititi? I think that's how you say his name. Yeah, he's producing the movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
So there you know. He's, you know, it's going to have... You know, it's going to have some humour in it.
Yeah.
Some good humour as well, because that dude's fine.
I thought that guy was good because he had a well-timed... kind of, yeah, he had like well-timed comedy.
Yeah.
Some of these Marvel movies, I know, not so much, like Disney movies, kind of like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like the last ones, they had some oddly timed comedy moments which weren't really that funny because they're timed so weirdly.
Yeah. Well, it's just that he's this tacky type.
Also, I love him voicing Korg.
Taika.
You know, I love doing the...
Yeah, do a really good impression.
I don't know if I want to do it on a podcast.
That's all good. Well, because last year he made a movie called Jojo Rabbit, which is proves that this guy's got a legit, really good sense of humor, because he took, like, Nazism and World War II and he actually turned it into a satire.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought it was so impressive, because in a time like this, you know, everyone's quite sensitive when it comes to those topics.
Yeah.
But he literally just took the piss out of it and people loved him for it.
Mm.
So that's why I think this guy is like legit going to be one of the Hollywood's greatest. And I know that he assisted in writing the movie and producing the movie, and he works hand in hand with James Gunn. So you've got two Marvel, you know, two guys who produce powerhouse superhero movies. Like, yeah. You know, you got Thor Ragnarok, which I would argue is the best Thor movie.
I would say so.
Yeah, and then you got James Gunn, who's made Guardians of the Galaxy 1, which I thought was a great movie.
I thought it was a good movie as well.
So you put them together, you get the Suicide Squad. That's why I have really high hopes for the Suicide Squad.
Okay, you've reaffirmed my faith in in Suicide Squad, because when I saw the first one, I was really like embarrassed with DC, because if anything, I'm a DC fan over Marvel, but Marvel seems to do really well at executing. Actually, Suicide Squad, the reason why I asked you was, is it the movie or the game? Is, we also haven't talked about the game, Suicide Squad, is it like kill the Justice League or something? Like
yeah, that? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, it's only a teaser because it comes out in 2021 or 2022 on the PS5. So it has to be a new console now that the PS5 has came out. They teased Evil Superman. I wasn't too sure. So it seems like a Brainiac invasion or something like that. Yes. And it looks like Superman has been controlled or something like that. Firstly, I thought it was like a part of Injustice 2 or something, where it's a mix of Brainiac and Superman, but it seems like it's a brainwashed Brainiac Superman, and it says kill the Justice League. So I'm questioning, they're teasing it because of Superman, however, there's an evil Batman, an evil Martian Manhunter, an evil Green Lantern. Because I think a lot of people were saying some of those characters in the Justice League are so overpowered that would it be possible to produce moves that were that interactive and that fun because of the complexity and like the craziness of all the powers that they have? Because someone like Superman is very... He's a bit OP in every regard, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then there's lots of tiers to the different Supermen, up and up and up of the insane kind of powers that DC gave them. So there are a lot of people saying that it's actually beneficial to have the Suicide Squad, because they would be much more fun characters to play as a weaker underdog. Because they all have something that they can shoot with, and it's also something that they can grapple with.
Yeah. Well, it's because we've never had a game where you could play as, like, Harley Quinn or Captain Boomerang or King Shark before.
No, it's always been, like, Batman movies.
Yeah, well, you could play as Harley Quinn in Injustice. But it's, like, their own film-focused game. I don't think we've ever had that before. That's why.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure Batman's had plenty of games. Superman's had plenty of games. Wonder Woman's appeared in a few games, but there's never been like a villain focused.
There's never been a villain kind of super squad kind of game.
Yeah. And so here's one of the other things I wanted to bring up as well. But do you remember Michael Keaton when he played as the Batman, one of the original Batman movies?
He still loves for it.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Still loved for it.
He is going to be returning for the Flash movie.
Right, but when is the Flash movie coming out?
Yeah, that's still going to be... He said he's announced he will be appearing. So the Flash movie is meant to make an appearance, but I think the end of 2021.
Yeah. With DC, a lot of stuff got pushed back.
Yeah, or 2022 sometime.
And then with COVID, it's going to be 2022.
Well, the thing is, I think this is DC's comeback. I'm going to say this right now on the podcast. But I honestly felt like DC was planning and it was waiting for Marvel.
They were kind of like waiting for Marvel to keel over.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone to like compete with and be.
Yeah. Because the thing is, Marvel had its moment when they made Marvel's Infinity War and in Endgame, two greatest superhero movies ever made. And everyone loved him. But once you have it there, you can't go any further than that. Because all the upcoming Marvel movies that are coming out, I'm not really looking forward to.
They're going to try to. I think they're most likely going to make a bigger, badder kind of person. Like maybe Galactus or something like that. But it's difficult. Whereas DC really did succeed with the Dark Knight trilogy. Because it really was Christopher Nolan producing well thought out more gritty, darker scripts, you know?
And now DC's making its comeback because Marvel's pretty much played all its cards. Now it's like, what's left? It can't take a shot that high again. So now DC's like, all right, now it's our time, because they literally had a whole day where it just announced DC, a whole weekend, which they literally just announced DC.
Exactly.
So that's why I honestly believe But not even that, but we got the Zack Snyder cut coming out, which yeah. we both talked about before. We're very, 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 very excited for.
4 hours
long. 4 hours long, yeah. So it's going to be in 1 hour parts.
But it'll be on HBO Max.
Yes.
Which is their kind of like streaming service. Now, I've never used HBO Max, have you?
No, I haven't.
I've never used it.
Yeah. I will get it, though.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. But like a lot of people, they'll be getting it just for this.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Well, you know what else is going to be coming out soon?
Yeah.
The Mandalorian Season 2.
Very excited for that as well. I really enjoyed Season 1. It's interesting what they're doing with kind of Yoda's species and doing, you know, and Baby Yoda.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's they call it Baby Yoda, but it isn't actually Baby Yoda.
No, they call it Baby Yoda because no one knows the species of Yoda.
Yeah.
And especially, well, in that kind of, like, continuity, there's only really been one Yoda, right?
Yeah.
Nobody really speaks about it, the background, because I think the most interesting part about Yoda is that he's a very wise old Jedi, but nobody knows his background.
Yeah.
Anything like that makes him interesting, because I really hope they don't mess around too much with the mystery of Yoda, because that's the whole point of why he's engaging and interesting, because, you know, he doesn't have all these prequels set up for how they came to be, like Luke Skywalker was. I find Yoda's a more interesting character because he's more mysterious.
Yeah. And you know the guy who plays as the Mandalorian?
I'm blanking on his name, but he is a very good actor as well.
Yeah, here's the thing. I didn't know that he was him until when, what is it? I didn't know it was, because when I was watching The Mandalorian, when the helmet came off, I was like, oh, it's that guy, and it was Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then did you know that he broke his back filming Season 2?
Really?
Yeah, from carrying the whole Disney franchise.
Oh, okay.
I had to say that, man, because, well, the latest trilogy of the Star Wars, I mean, I'm just saying, I remember when everyone was excited about the episode 7, it was huge. Yeah. It was huge. But when we went to see the latest Last Star Wars, that wasn't such as a big receive.
A lot of people are going to be annoyed at this, but I think I can speak for both of us.
Yeah.
All three of these new ones, mm-hmm. they all suck. They're terrible. They tried to save it, and it was just a bit of a shit show, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I think it was The Last Jedi that threw everyone. I think The Last Jedi is what divided fans, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, say what you want about 7, they wanted to start something new, and then the next step was meant to be Empire Strikes Back is considered the best Star Wars movie, or yeah. arguably one of the best yeah. Star Wars movie. So they wanted to do that same sort of treatment. They wanted The Last Jedi to be the best, but it was actually, in my opinion, the worst. I hated it so much. I remember when we were in the cinema and then I actually yelled, "What the fuck?" Sometimes when the characters made some of those actions. It was so poorly done. Too much happens, spreads thin, you know, and it was just a mess. And then when the last Star Wars movie came around, there were moments where I was just sitting in my chair, I was like, okay, look, so I understand they had to do that because it tries so hard to fix the mistakes of The Last Jedi.
Yeah, it just wasted a lot of things. Like, Palpatine could have been really good. I don't get why you build up a villain for so long and then have a 36-second fight scene and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Like,
Snoke was, what? And then you find out Snoke was just a clone or something, or Palpatine.
Mm.
So I thought that was ridiculous.
I thought that would have been cool if they'd actually kind of fleshed it out. And it looked like they were really just trying to save, kind of like pick up the scraps of what was yeah. left after the Last Jedi. It just had a really wonk. It's kind of bad because the amount of budget they have, it's sad that they, for movies that had so much money put into them, the script was so wonky through the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope they, to be honest, why do you even have to do trilogies? Why not just have a standalone, or it goes into, maybe it's 2 parts or 4 parts or 6 parts. If it's good enough, it doesn't need to be a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to pull it all apart so that it fits that. You know, a lot of people have done like trilogies and that, but part ones and part twos work fine. I know, you know, coming back to Justice League, the Snyder Cut, that's going to be in four parts.
Mm-hmm. It shows that some things are okay when they are stretched out.
It shows that the quantity of time has to meet like the quality of the product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hyped for the Justice League. Honestly, I think there's a lot of good stuff, and it's weird to see how much has been left out of the Justice League we did see.
Yeah. Well, here's the point with the Justice League that we did see. I think they just tried to take all the good parts from what Zack Snyder filmed, make their own parts, and then they tried to blend it together, and it just didn't stick. Because there were moments in that Justice League movie where I thought, fuck, this is really good. And there was just moments where I was just like kind of let down. Like, it was good, but not great. It was bad, but
flow,
not shit.
Flow seemed off, and the weirdest thing to me was that red filter.
Yeah.
But it was... I get DC is a darker tone, and you should have those darker hues, but... when in those fight battles, like, it was so red and saturated, and it was, like, harsh to kind of look at, because it didn't look good.
No, it didn't, yeah. I can tell that it was a different set of tone, but the end of the movie, there was like a after credit scene where Deathstroke shows up and he meets Lex Luthor, and everyone was like, "Holy crap, that guy's Deathstroke!" And he looked good as Deathstroke.
He looked good as Deathstroke.
Yeah, and it was Joe Manganiello or something like that. I think he's married to Sofia Vergara and all that, and you know, from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he's a pretty big jack dude and all that, and I thought maybe he would have done a good job as Deathstroke, but I don't think it's going to be a while before that guy can even get close to putting on the outfit again.
COVID's kind of put a wrench in a lot of things, but I think that's okay. I just hope they build better scripts, they build better plot lines. You know, they fill a lot of holes that were there already. I hope that this time is productive so that when they can go back into acting, they can go into full production quite quickly. And even in this lockdown, that they're still studying for their roles and training for their roles, which, to be honest, I would have expected, like, because both of us love training and things like that. It still irks me that Robert Pattinson didn't do any working out for the thing. I really thought a lot of people like Christian Bale, and I would agree, and we would both agree that he is the best Batman.
I would arguably say he's the best Batman.
Now, that's a man who's been in so many films and ballooned out of shape, but also gone extremely skinny to bulking up. He's really been so committed to the role that he's put his health on the line, right? Like, to not work out for a role which is benefiting you, and you're not cutting a shit ton of weight, but you're also not eating Maccas every day and things like that, which is what, you know, Jared Leto did that at one point when he lost a lot of weight and he won an Oscar for that performance, and then on one other film he ballooned a lot, same as Christian Bale, right?
Yeah,
Christian Bale was skinny as fucking was it Skeleton Key or something?
Yeah, no, it was the Pianist or something.
Pianist or something like that.
I know what you mean. I know he plays as like a anorexic patient or something like that, and then he was like ridiculously skinny. He was actually like massively underweight than they told him to get down to.
Yeah.
And then he did like the Batman movies, and then he went and did a movie called American Hustle where he got fat. I couldn't watch that.
Who did he play again?
He played as some character that I don't know. He was a con man or something like that. But in the movie American Hustle, I had to turn it off after like 10 minutes because there's literally a scene where he sits in his chair and he's in like these really short shorts and he's got those button ups. Yeah, and his like stomach's just bulging out and he's dancing, listening to music. And I'm just like, and he's got like some bald spot and I'm just like, I can't watch this.
Oh, no, he was in that Dick Cheney movie as well, where he was fat as well.
What movie was it?
I'll show you.
Oh, Dick Cheney, yes. Yeah, where he plays as like the vice president, yeah. I never saw that movie.
I never saw it as well, but he's always... he was in American Psycho as well, right?
Yeah.
So he's always...
He looked good in American Psycho.
So that's the real Dick Cheney, and that's him there.
Oh, wow.
So there's been a lot of roles where he's ballooned out of shape quite a bit to... There you go. He looks completely different to what he would have been in other Batman movies, right? We got a bit off topic, ranting about actors not actually working out for their roles, which that's all they really have to do.
Yeah.
Just do that for 6 months or maybe a year or something. But anyway, what else did you want to have a chat about?
Pretty sure that's good, man. I mean,
actually, there's one thing I want to show you is, now we're not trying to copy Joe Rogan Experience or anything like that. However, you and I looked at some funny nature clips the other day.
Oh, yeah.
There was one I saw the other day, and it was, it's off that Instagram page, Nature is Gnarly Again. I want to show you, and I'm not going to say anything until you see it.
Okay, so this is a live reaction of me watching a video clip that Jack's about to show me. Right. Oh, shit. Oh.
All right, so that's... So
the guy popped off the back of another disc.
So the viewers at home, it's a deer colliding with a skater. So... there's a skater, I think he's wearing sliding gloves or something like that, and he's going down a huge slope, probably in America or Canada or something like that, and there's a deer that runs up and just goes to like headbutt this guy, just try and smack into this guy bombing down a hill, and it doesn't even faze him. You know, he's a bit wobbly. Get this guy, you know, his own medal. Because to stay on that skateboard when a deer smacks into you. By the way, that deer whacks into that him, I think tumbles down. I think it gets like back up on its feet. Like,
well, damn. Alrighty.
Alrighty.
That's good.
Thanks everyone for listening to the podcast. We do MMA hours and non-MMA hours where we talk a lot of stuff, sometimes films, sometimes comic books. Sometimes random stuff happening in our lives as well as, you know, in Australia. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, that was a short one, guys. But, hey, man, don't forget, tune in to our previous episodes. And also, we've got more episodes coming along the way. But
all right. Stay tuned to our social media. And if you want to look at us on Instagram, it's the Lasset Podcast. Any of our other social media, you should go in the link of our description of our Instagram bio, and it will take you to everywhere. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Podbean. I'm adding us to more streaming services every day. So thank you so much for everyone tuning in. If you want to subscribe, that would be brilliant. Thank you.
Take care, guys. All the best.
Peace.
Bye-bye.